You're listening to a feed of the Bugcast. This is the start of week two of Napod Pomo. Today is November the 8th. We are the start of week two, day eight of Napod Pomo. Yeah, fantastic stuff. I hope you're all well. Sincere apologies for yesterday's show not being quite as long as I'd expected it to be, and in fact, having no content in whatsoever. Wow. So, yes, it is Monday. It is the 8th of November. I'm back at work today. How sad. It was nice to have a weekend out of it, but we have to pay the bills, so yes, back at work today. Right, I have some sad news. I found out yesterday that my in-law's dog, Bobby, was involved in a traffic accident yesterday, indirectly related to the fireworks for, wouldn't have been bonfire night, it would have been Saturday night. He was going out for his normal afternoon walk. I say afternoon, it's probably more about 5-6 o'clock in the evening, and he was outside the gate. My father-in-law was about to put the lead on him. Firework went off overhead, bang. Bobby ran out down the driveway into the road just as a van went past. Now, it's really, really unlucky that that happened, not just because of the fact that it happened, but also that road is not busy. It's not a busy road at all. So it's just really, really bad luck that a van just happened to be going past at that time. So he went to the vets and has been assessed and such like, and the upshot of it is that he had to have one of his legs amputated, which is extremely sad. The children, our kids, kind of know. We told them that Bobby now only has three legs, and tried to relate it to, is it Carrie from CBeebies, who only has one forearm? The forearm on her left arm is missing. Trying to relate it to that so that the kids could understand what it is that's happened to Bobby and not be too shocked when they see him. But they've not seen him yet, and they won't see him till Tuesday, tomorrow. So we shall see how that turns out. But he's a very, very lively dog, and I think it's going to be quite a shock to his system to suddenly not now be able to jump up at people. Now, I don't know which leg it is that's been affected. Part of me hopes that it's a back leg rather than the front leg, but I don't know. Very unfortunate, very saddening time for everybody. I know Caroline's not taking it particularly well. She's very very nervous about meeting him again today, and how he's going to react. Sorry, how Caroline's going to react to how Bobby looks. But yeah, time will tell. Okay, Betty music tonight. Today, stop it. It's Sunday night. It's actually Monday. Yes, it's by a group called Opaque Views, and the track is called Down. Links will be in the show notes to their website, so you can have a look at some of the stuff they do. The track we're going to play today is a bit of a jazz fusion bass-centric track by a chap called Alex Bashadsky. Now, Alex was born in Latvia but lived in Israel from the age of two. Now, he's a bassist and composer, concentrating around the jazz fusion style. Now, I mentioned specifically that he's a bass player because you will hear it a lot in this track. It's one of the first tracks we ever played. This is back on episode 55 we played this, which, according to my notes, was April 2009. So it would have been just after we'd been, had been broadcasting the Bugcast for just over a year. And I heard this track and thought, you know, I love it, but I don't know whether anybody else will. but actually had some very good feedback from it. So have a listen to this. Let me know what you think. This is Alex Bashadsky with Underdog. We'll be right back. Love to be able to play drums to that. It's a it's an amazing track, it really is. Yes, you may have picked up on the fact that I opened a bottle of 2004 Pinotage last night, and that was partially the reason for a very short show on Sunday. And I'm having a second glass of it tonight, and it's having a much nicer effect on me today. It's not knocking me out, it's warming me up, which is very pleasant indeed. Okay, yes, tonight we're having a games night. We're having a couple of very good friends over to hang around in the evening, and we're going to get the board games out. It's something we do every so often, and it's such great fun, it really is. I don't know what games we're going to be playing, but we do have a good selection of things like Scrabble and Upwords, and they've got a little roulette wheel, which causes immense fun when somebody spins the wheel too fast and the ball catches it in the wrong way and fires it across the room and we can't find it again. No, it's going to be good. And it might mean that you may only get a very short show tonight. That's what, sorry, tomorrow, that I'm going to be recording tonight. Anyway... whatever happens, you will hear from me tomorrow. So I hope you all have a fantastic Monday. And if all goes according to plan, then we will be chatting again. Oh, wrong button. We will be chatting again very soon. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.